Race 6 today is the Letzel Ope Stakes. Scratchings of 4 Anna Royale, she's been retired, and 18 Pure Pride. The rider for 17 Written Era is Ben Mellon. Cracking race, and the market, Nick.
First leg of the quaddy, I'm a Star 5 into 460, has been the best backed runner today. Serenely Discreet, a $23 second elect. Oregon's Day, 5. Jennifer Lynn, 13. Flying Jess has been spec, 34 into 19. Sword of Light, 15. Exocet, 21. Risque, 41. Schism, 650. Swampland, 6. In from 650. Smart As You Think, 26. Happy Hannah's been soft, 15 out to 26. Give Us a Go, 41. Let Her Rip, 26. Lavani, 26. And Written Error's been popular after getting into the field, $15 into 10. Has been the third best backed, but the money has started to come this morning for the favourite, I'm a Star.
And the speed in this, Matt. It doesn't look to be a high-pressure race, does it?
Although Biggish Field and Lavani, Lavani will, from a middle bracket, will push forward. Schism will boot up, I reckon, and Sword of Light. I think they'll... Well, I'm hoping they go at a good gallop, Greg, because my numbers are run-oners. So,
yep.
I think it'll be even enough. I don't think it'll be a dawdle. It might not be breakneck, but I think it'll be good enough to set up for a little bit of a wild card result for me here. I'm kind of going a bit left field. I'm really enamoured with the way Anthony Freeman's been going. Craig Williams, a good speed and a good swooping opportunity for Exocet first up. I like to see a bit of mounting yard and a bit of betting activity and that sort of race day confidence. But I just got a feeling that they're going to. This will be a run on horses race, and she's got a terrific turn of foot. And at the odds, fresh, I just think with Williams on board and the stable having such a good run, that I think it's worth having a little dip at Exocet first up here.
She's had a couple of good trials.
Yeah, and at 20-1, there's not a lot to lose, and there's a bit to gain, isn't there, for rolling the dice. Smart As You Think's always been a talent that I've always been in and out with, and. I remember that day in Sydney where she got just completely knocked out of a good race, and then the campaign went on to Adelaide. I just think second up here, she was terrific first up. She's got good raw ability, and if they run on, she's going to go through her gears late, and I could imagine Smart As You Think at good odds getting into a placing. Swampland's flying and well-drawn. Oregon's Day flying and not so well-drawn. I'm a Star. Look, I can see she's got a chance, and she's the best performed mare in the race, but I just wonder whether she's moved on from that absolute peak form in her career. I'm pretty keen to have a little wild card dip here, Greg. 8 on top from 12, 11 and 3.
Is this part of the giant parlay as well? Because you're starting to look like you'd be buying houses in Brighton if these...
I don't know whether 25-1 chances are a really sensible part of a giant parlay, but what the hell. Might be the place component of my parlay, this one.
Okay, 8, 12, 11 and 1. Is I'm a Star going as well as she was when she was peaking with those big wins, Dean?
I think it's D-Day today, Greg. Certainly not. Been too disappointed with her two runs in. I still thought she had a bit to go with her appearance last start. She looked still quite wintry, so I'm really keen to see her in the mounting yard today and see where she's at. She'll be obviously getting closer to peak fitness. I'm very pleased that number 17, Written Era, has got into the field. I thought for a while she could win this race, and she's had the three runs back and stayed at the 1,200. I think now up to 1,400 is ideal. Good draw. Terrific rider in Ben Mallum to ride. I think she's got a great each-way chance. Oregon's Day, she's going to need everything to go right from that draw, but she's come back very well. I'm a Star with the class element on her side. Certainly got a chance, and thought Happy Hannah's been going quite well for the Hayes Dabney Yard off the trials, putting her in first up. But wide leg of the quaddy, I'll be putting Sword of Light and Swampland in as well. But 17, 3, 1 and 13 for me, Greg.
Okay, 17, 3, 1 and 13. We've got a spread of numbers here. Warren, you going to add to those?
I'm going to add something for the placings, Greg, but I'm keen that Ritnera's got in the field also. She's been unlucky in this grade of race previously at this distance, and she's going really well this preparation. She's looking for the 1,400 metres now, and interesting with Quinny that people were conservative when she wasn't in the field. If you're back in emergency and she doesn't get a run, you get your money back. So if you liked her, you probably should have taken the $15 rather than the... although you would get some deductions with Anna Royale coming out. But I'm glad she's in the field, and I'm glad that Ben Mallum's able to take the ride with Pure Pride not getting in the field. 17 each way for me. Gee, it was a great ride from Zara on Oregon's Day last start. He sort of snookered Swampland, and I was able to steal that advantage. And I think that form line will hold up. It wasn't a group race, but it was a good race for the mares, and Oregon's Day will improve a little bit out of that run. She was only second up. through the same race, Swampland, you can mount a case to say she should have won that race, but there's probably no improvement in her, but to Flemington and 1400 metres suits, and you can mount a case to say there shouldn't be a lot between them wherever they finish. And it is a bit of a D-day for I'm a Star. She's not a big horse. She's got the 59 kilos, but she's earned that weight, and she's certainly very well graded here and not too harshly treated considering her rating. 17, 3, 11 and 1.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with I'm a Star. I know she's got 59. She's not all that big, but she's a long way clear of them on her handicap rating, 12 points clear of all of them. Ollie's had a habit of winning this race over and over. He's won it six times. She's back to mare's grade, and third up is when she really peaks, including a win in the CUNY over Ellie Kazoom over this course and trip. The big weight means we'll get a nice price, hopefully. Number one, I've got her on top to beat 11, Swampland, who's been flying, and she probably should have beaten Oregon's Day last time out and has a slight pull in the weights on her. Oregon's Day is a chance. And I'll put Jennifer Lynn in next best. She was held up for most of the way home in that run at Caulfield last time out. So one on top to beat 11, 3 and 5.